You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Have you ever read a good book but wished the author had done something differently? Maybe you would have changed the ending or developed a character a little more. That's what fan fiction writers do. They recreate a story the way they see it in their minds. In the original play Bad Fic Love by Western Michigan University alum Adam Payson, a bad fanfiction writer has a very different idea about how the relationship between Harry Potter and his nemesis Draco Malfoy plays out in the J.K. Rowling books.
But the Dementor is gone!
Yes, but my skin is so cold, it must be hypothermia. I can feel myself slipping into dead.
No, I won't let you! I will give you my body warmth now!
I'm suddenly not wanting to kill you as much.
I think you see where this is going. Harry and Draco fall in love. Jenna Sugai plays fanfiction author Michelle in Bad Fic Love, which premieres this weekend at Queer Theater Kalamazoo.
She wants to give characters who don't necessarily get to feel joy and love, they give them an opportunity to feel that for each other. So she's really writing out of love for the characters and out of... She wanted to give them the opportunity to experience what she felt that they missed in the books and the movie.
Though Michelle has the best of intentions, her writing is terrible. The dialogue is shallow, the grammar is a little off, and then there are the author appearances.
I say hello!
Michelle!
You boys didn't think I was gonna let you have all the fun, did you? All right, boys, time to try picking on someone your own size.
But Michelle's ridiculous story has attracted the attention of writer Kyle, played by Brian Knutson. He belongs to a club whose goal is to protect the public from bad fanfiction. But Kyle is enjoying Michelle's story way too much to report her to the group.
Everything is enjoyable to him because it's like a joke. It's like something to just take in and realize that, oh my gosh, what were they thinking? How could this possibly be going through someone's mind, and it's just a mystery to him. And that's why it's so enjoyable, because he just doesn't understand why people could be so wrong when he knows exactly how it should be.
Kyle is so fascinated by Michelle's awful writing, he asks her out on a date to study her technique. All the while, the anti-fanfic group is plotting to take Michelle's story out.
Have you seen this Harry Potter slash fic? I can't believe it got past you for so long.
No. Is it, bad?
Oh, it's bad. Everyone's really upset. I mean, I haven't seen Dale this worked up since the last few Friday the 13th sequels.
Jason was in hell! How can he be in space?
While the relationship between Michelle and Kyle is flawed, Harry and Draco, played by Nick Petrelli and Joey Urreta, are very much in love. Here's Urreta.
It's a terrible story, so you want people to be like, this is terrible, this doesn't work at all. But then, it you know, without giving anything away, it transitions into something where hopefully by the end of it, you're like, this really works. This is really something I'm on board with.
This weekend is the world premiere of Bad Fic Love. The play will then move to Chicago's Den Theater in April, where several WMU alums have graced the stage. Director Nick Thornton says this production shows just how much talent WMU theater graduates have. Thornton says it also encourages artists to keep creating.
We have so much power and we can go out into the world and create our own reality, which is so lovely, you know what I mean? In a world full of things that are saying, you know, stay at home, don't do anything, tear down other people's work, we're kind of saying, you know, what is your world? What are you going to do with it?
Tickets for opening night are sold out, but you can find tickets for the next two weekends through the links on our website. Bad Fic Love is rated PG-13. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.